students. Mind the gap.
Hello, I'm a jazz expert, and I would like to tell you about an experiment I conducted last week near Colchester, and I'd like to thank Colchester residents for funding this important work. The experiment was based on this famous philosophical thought experiment, which asks the following question. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? This, of course, raises questions regarding observation and perception. For the purposes of our experiment, I employed my son, Miles, who plays clarinet and who has developed a jazz cover version of Gilbert O'Sullivan's 1970s hit Claire for solo clarinet. I received the fee that would have been payable to my son in order to avoid the appearance of nepotism. We placed Miles in a forest near Colchester and then retreated out of earshot in order to tackle the thought experiment created by this question. If jazz is played in a forest and no one is around to hear, does it make a sound? Well, Miles assured us that he played Gilbert O'Sullivan's hit song twice in a jazz style, and we established three things. 1. Jazz was played in a forest. 2. No one was around to hear except Miles himself. And 3. In answer to the question, does it make a sound, we found the answer is yes. Not because Miles heard himself playing the clarinet, but because a flock of birds suddenly rose up from the treetops and flew away as soon as the performance of Gilbert O'Sullivan's hit song commenced. So there you go, QED, observation and perception. You can't have jazz without them. Thank you.
Welcome to the Colchester Arts Centre podcast, and this is episode 10, the Jazz Expert podcast.
Hello. Now, I'm from the Arts Centre. We're shut. No one's coming in, so if you can't come to us, then we bring the art to you.
Hello, my name is Neil Darcy Jones, and for 20 years I was the arts editor of the Colchester Gazette and Essex County Standard, which involved me covering the Colchester Arts Centre for many, many pleasurable years. The Colchester Arts Centre has been an integral part of my life for many, many years. And what I love about the place is it's like a family. It's a really nice family. And I like the way that recently they've got volunteers in, which has given it even more that sort of family feel. But it's eclectic. I mean, the shows that you have in the art centre, you couldn't have anywhere else. Because Anthony is so well known in that stand-up comedy world, the fact that people like Michael McIntyre and Eddie Izzard come back, Jack D, come back and do gigs there. Ben Elton came back. You know, to have those people, incredible. And that's even before you get to the music. The very first gig that I covered for the newspaper was The Strokes. You know, I tell my sons this. So did Coldplay. So did Muse. So did Ash. And so did The Killers. So did Paramore. Echo and the Bunnymen played and they lit up the stained glass window at the back. The band insisted that the stained glass window was lit, and it was stunning. You know, the people who've played on that stage, Dave Gedge from The Wedding Present has played that stage. I remember there was a gig where Peter Buck from REM was there playing with an American band. These, some of the people who've played there just will blow your mind. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm a jazz expert, and I'm here to share my knowledge about jazz in return for a modest fee effectively paid by Colchester residents through ingenious channeling of money intended for other purposes. And today I'm rummaging in one of the huge mailbags in the corridor outside Anthony Roberts' office. I have a letter from Antonia Roberta, who asks, "What was the best jazz concert I ever attended?" And I have to say it was a performance in the dining room of a hotel in Kabul in Afghanistan, when engine trouble necessitated a stopover on my flight from Mumbai to Stansted. We were given free board and an evening meal, and a trio played versions of Beatles songs on an oud, which is a short-necked, lute-type, pear-shaped stringed instrument, not usually used for jazz, a saxophone played by a woman in a burqa, and a man playing a kajon, which is a box-shaped percussion instrument held between the knees and wired to a small amp. After dinner, I was given some opiated fudge cake, a local recipe from nearby poppy-growing villages, but it had absolutely no effect on me whatsoever. The music, on the other hand, was completely amazing. The interplay between the oud and the sax, I'd never seen anything like it. I got so caught up in it. I saw lights, colours, geometric shapes and indiscreet objects. And as time went on, and as the exotic music continued, I saw more complex visual images, which were clear, lifelike perceptions and scenes such as people hovering in midair, various unrecognizable animals, impossible objects, and different places seen from different angles. At one point, I was above, looking down at myself, both of us enjoying the peculiar Central Asian arrangements of familiar Beatles songs. Anyway, somehow I got back to Stansted the following day. I think the Colchester Arts Centre should have booked that band, but I never did hear of them again. They deserve to be famous, and I should know. They don't call me a jazz expert for nothing. Thank you.
Colchester Arts Centre. Probably the best arts centre in the world.
Hello, my name is Neil Darcy Jones, and for 20 years I was the arts editor of the Colchester Gazette and Essex County Standard. In essence, it's not changed much. The programme that it was putting on was a good mixture of theatre, music, performance art. The folk club obviously is an integral part of the arts centre and has been running for many, many years thanks to Elaine Barker. Jazz was there, I think, when I first started in 2001, and then has recently come back, run by a guy called Steve Wright. Those little groups have all been sort of an integral part of it. I don't think it's changed a lot. I think it still sets out to do what it's always set out to do, which is not to be, what's the phrase that's on the website? Not knowingly understood.
Hello, I'm a jazz expert. I'm here to share my knowledge about jazz in return for a modest fee paid by Colchester Arts Centre, who in turn take it from the city's residents using a groundbreaking accountancy technique and a controversial interpretation of tax law. Such a modest fee presupposes that my knowledge of jazz is also modest, which is not true, though modesty will not permit me to boast about how immodest my knowledge actually is. That aside, it has come to my attention that the amount levied from local residents is as much as what I am actually paid. Wait a minute, what was that? There was a bleep. Anyway, I am going to read out from my contract the details of how much I am paid. Here we go. Party B shall be paid a fee of £ per show. Hang on. Party B shall be paid a fee of £. Is someone censoring this? I know for a fact that Anthony has taken £ from the residents and given me 30. Come on, you can't do that. I know for a fact that Anthony is bypassing any consultation process or indeed discussion of taking a sum of £60 a week. Stop that. Stop it. He takes twice as much from the Colchester Arts Centre account. You're censoring me. Listen, please stop this. Whistleblowers have rights. Anthony takes £60 a week from Colchester residents. And this is a scandal because he pockets £30 while he pays me only £30. Oh, this is ridiculous. Thank you.
Great that they've got this funding from the Arts Council. They've got a great team there that will steady the ship, so to speak. When all this starts to subside, hopefully very soon, you know, and they get back up to running, I'm hoping that it will return to normal. And also, you know, every cloud has a silver lining. In this time that they've been shut, it's enabled them to use that money, the Arts Council money, to redo the toilets and redo the inside. And so actually when we all go back, it's gonna be not a very different venue, it's gonna be the same venue, it's gonna have the same atmosphere, but it's gonna be new and wondrous and lovely, and I can't wait till it reopens.
I'm Bill Lawrence, and my thanks go to everyone who has taken part in our podcasts for the Colchester Arts Centre. For the end of this podcast, and indeed for the end of this series of podcasts, here is the director of Colchester Arts Centre, Anthony Roberts.
The distant echo of faraway voices boarding faraway train. To take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The glazed, dirty steps repeat my own and reflect my thoughts, cold and uninviting, partially naked except for toffee wrappers and this morning's papers. Mr. Jones got run down. Headlines of death and sorrow, they tell of tomorrow. Madman on the rampage and I'm down in the tube station at midnight. I fumble for change and pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, gruff, blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey, boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I said, I've got a little money and a takeaway curry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She'll be lining up the cutlery. You know she's expecting me, polishing the glasses and pulling out the cork. I'm down in the tube station at midnight. Thank you. I first felt a fist, and then a kick. I could now smell their breath. They smelt of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me. It took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, it blended in with the weather, filled my eyes, ears, nose and mouth. It blocked all my senses. Couldn't see, hear, speak any longer. I'm down in the tube station at midnight. I said I was down in the tube station at midnight. The last thing that I saw as I lay there on the floor was Jesus Saves, painted by an atheist nutter, and a British Rail poster read, "Have an away day, a cheap holiday. Do it today." I glanced back on my life and thought about my wife, 'cause they took the keys and she'll think of it's me. I'm down in the tube station at midnight. The wine will be flat and the curry's gone cold. I'm down in the tube station at midnight. Don't want to go down in a tube station at midnight.